Traverse complete. 3, 2, 1, activate. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Cold Lightfall who was very, very shy. No matter what the situation, Cold found that the safest course of action was usually to take no action at all. Instead, he preferred to simply imagine all of the possible outcomes right up until one of them happened. It didn't help that his name was, well, weird. When Code asked his parents where it came from, they would only say that it was special. Code's name had been passed down through the Lightfall family for generations, but it sure hadn't made it any easier to make friends. The problem was that the name Code rhymed with too many regrettable words such as toad, load, and a la mode. Since Code was skinny and bashful and had a funny name, he had learned that it was better to stay away from other kids, especially the bigger ones. Over the years, he had become an expert at keeping his head down and his mouth shut. On this particular day, Code was sitting alone in his typical spot in the front row of the school bus. He pushed his unruly black hair away from his eyes and stared out the open window. The air outside was muggy and heavy. Heat lightning flickered silently inside bruised clouds, but no rain fell. All around him, the other kids were talking and joking and jumping around in the seats. With every deep rumble of thunder, they squealed and laughed, but Code was quiet, as usual. This was the last field trip on the last day of sixth grade. A minute later, the bus skidded to a stop in a dusty parking lot. The instant the bus door wheezed open, Code ducked down the steps and out. There weren't many places to go on field trips where Code was from, and he had been to this one many times. Mech Mound. Code was standing at the foot of a hilly pyramid that rose majestically from the great plains of eastern Oklahoma. Code had read that the mounds were built thousands of years before the Egyptian pyramids and had once been covered with temples and fortresses. But those were all gone. Now Code saw only centuries-old oak trees and waving grass. Mech Mound looked like an emerald green mountain plopped down in the flat middle of nowhere. Up until last summer, the mounds had been Code's favorite place in the world because he used to visit them with his grandfather. John Lightfall was a quiet Cherokee man who often had a sly smile on his face, as if he knew the punchline to the world's greatest joke. The two of them would walk the mound together, not talking much, just exploring. The place didn't attract many visitors, but Code always felt as if he were being watched. His grandfather used to say that Code was feeling the spirits of their ancestors lingering on in this ancient place. And then one day last year, John Lightfall visited Mech Mound alone and never came back. The police looked into his disappearance, but they never discovered a thing. John Lightfall was here, and then he was just gone. Now far-off thunder grumbled, and a warm breeze pushed Code's hair into his eyes. A colorful confusion of students piled out of the bus behind him, carrying backpacks and lunchboxes. "A big pile of dirt. How interesting," said Tyler, narrowing his cat-like eyes as he shoved Code out of the way. From the corner of his eye, Code saw Hazel emerge from the bus. She was lanky and had chewed fingernails, and the sun always seemed to be in her hair. Once during recess, he had watched her catch a bee in her hands and then let it go. He remembered being impressed that she wasn't even a little bit afraid of getting stung. Even though they'd been in school together since kindergarten, the two had never been able to look at each other. Their eyes always seemed to slide away like butter on a hot pan. Today was no different.